Sunlight by the Albinicorn. Chapter 6. Twilight used the tree to push herself upwards. Vertigo struck her immediately, and she collapsed onto the ground again. She rested her head against the trunk and closed her eyes. Her breath came out labored, and her head continued to swim.
Help!
Her fatigued mind managed to pass that single thought through the rest of her body. Twilight reached a hand into her pocket and fumbled around until her cell phone slipped out. She opened her eyes, seeing only darkness, and groped around the grass for it. Her hand brushed over something wet and sticky. Pulling it close enough so she could see, Twilight found a smear of blood across her palm. As she stared at it, her thoughts snapped together, her brain slowly building up its regular performance.
Sunset bit me. She tried to.
Twilight moved her hand to her chest, then continued to the hem of her skirt. Nausea, fear, betrayal, above all, sadness. Twilight pulled her legs in and rested her head on her knees, tears falling from her eyes. Her best friend had almost taken advantage of her. Even if she hadn't been in the right state of mind, Twilight felt violated. If she hadn't thought back, how far would have Sunset gone? Twilight didn't understand. Sunset had said friendship was the most powerful magic of all. Then, why did she attack her own friends? Was the vampire influence really that powerful? There were too many emotions building inside Twilight. She wanted to punch Sunset in the face, and at the same time, hold on to her and tell her it was going to be okay. She wanted to lie down and cry, but also get up and run after her wayward friend. Her exhausted body prevented her from fulfilling most of these actions. Having the blood sucked out of you really sucked. Twilight moved her fingers up to the bite mark, finding a trail of blood running down her neck. She wiped it on her sleeve and reached down for her phone again. Some of her blood smeared the screen as she picked it up, but it was nothing a quick wipe of her blouse couldn't fix. The light it emitted upon, turning on, nearly blinded Twilight. She held it as far from her face as she could while she scrolled through her contacts. She selected Rainbow's number and pulled the phone to her ear.
Twilight!
Rainbow screeched through the phone, making Twilight almost regret her choice.
Are you okay? Where are you?
I'm...
The words stopped before they could fully form. She wasn't okay. She was far from okay. But how did she tell her friends that? She couldn't. Not like this, at least.
I'm somewhere in the Everfree Forest.
With her vision back, Twilight could make out the dense foliage surrounding her. She was in a small clearing, with just enough room for two people to get intimate. Above her, the North Star shone through a gap in the trees.
What? The forest?
Rainbow swore loudly.
Okay, just hang on. Fluttershy has gas again, so we're on our way. Are you hurt? Did Sunset bite you?
Twilight's hand moved back to her neck.
Yeah, she bit me a little,
she said quietly.
Are you okay?
A lump grew in Twilight's throat. Rainbow's concern was too much.
Just hurry,
she choked out, before ending the call. She curled her knees up, burying her face in them.
I'm so sorry.
Twilight bit her lip, but she was unable to stop the building sobs. Eventually, she gave up and cried silently.
Sunset? How could you?
Pinky's body swerved along with the van, leaning into the turn instead of fighting against it. Fluttershy could really put the pedal to the metal when she needed to. On the outside, Pinky kept her smile up, albeit thinner than normal. But on the inside, she was thinking, calculating. Things were becoming dire, real fast. Dire. There's a word she never got to use. A shame, because it was such a fun word, too. She knitted her brow. Sunset had bit Twilight. Did that mean Twilight was a vampire, too? Pinky hoped not. She was running out of garlic.
One vampire at a time, Pinky. How do we deal with Sunset?
She was proving to be quite strong against the garlic cloves. Maybe they needed to be cut in half first? Either way, Pinky was starting to think she needed something stronger to combat a vampire. The van swerved again, and Pinky flowed with the motion, leaning into Applejack.
Pinky! Your hair is getting all in my mouth!
Oops! Sorry, AJ.
Pinky straightened up and returned to thinking. If Sunset was still hiding in the forest, she could easily get the drop on them. It's a good thing her pinky sense warned her about falling objects, but that still left the question of how to subdue her.
Why do they always kill vampires in movies? They never just show how to just trap them and turn them human again.
Pinky reminded herself to forward that complaint to Hollywood at a later date. The paved road quickly came to an end, and the girls bounced along the twisting dirt path that traveled the length of Canterlot City border and led to the Everfree Forest. There were grim faces all around the van. When Rainbow had relayed Twilight's call, she said Twilight had sounded on the verge of tears. Pinky couldn't blame her. Being bit by a vampire and left in a spooky forest didn't sound like fun.
Don't worry, Twi-Twi. We're on our way. Just don't turn into a vampire.
Fluttershy came to a stop at the forest's main path. Too narrow for most cars to drive down. Everyone piled out and switched their flashlights on. Applejack let out a low whistle.
And I thought finding Sunset was hard. This is gonna be like finding a needle in a haystack.
At night,
Pinky added. Rainbow pulled her phone out.
Hang on, I'll call Twilight again. Hopefully she isn't too far off the path. What about Sunset?
Fluttershy asked. Rainbow shook her head.
Let's just try to find Twilight before Sunset finds us. We can ask questions later.
She led the group into the forest while she waited for Twilight to pick up. Rainbow switched it to speaker mode, scaring a murder of crowds off with the dial ring.
Hello?
Even beyond the static, Pinky knew Twilight was in desperate need of cheering up.
It's us, Twilight. We're in the forest.
Oh, okay. I think I can see the road from here. Maybe I can get to it.
Fluttershy took the phone from Rainbow.
No, Twilight. It's safer and easier for us if you just stay put. Can you describe anything around you?
Well...
Twilight launched into describing the small clearing she was in. Pinky was glad Twilight was a smarty pants with an eye for details. While Twilight kept talking, Pinky kept her eyes peeled, looking up into the trees for any signs of movement. An owl hooted somewhere yonder, and Pinky readied a clove of garlic before relaxing.
This forest sure is scary at night.
She made a full rotation, making sure they weren't being followed. She stepped at an even pace, examining each bush and tree.
Pinky, hurry up or you'll fall behind,
Rainbow shouted. Pinky snapped her head forward, seeing the faint cluster of lights down the gloomy path. They vanished into the darkness, leaving Pinky alone on the path. She gasped and ran after them, flailing her light which every way to make sure nothing got the drop on her. She came to a split in the path and shined her light down both of them, unable to see which one her friends had taken.
Girls, where are you? This way, Pinky.
Rainbow's distant voice answered. Pinky threw her hands up.
Which way is that? Left? Right? Right! See, was that so hard?
She mumbled to herself. She took the right path, quietly whispering a song to herself as the forest around her became even more haunting and twisted. Gnarled trees reached at her. Red eyes peered from the shadows, and animals growled and hissed from their burrows.
I wonder if Fluttershy knows what they're saying.
The path twisted and turned, and while Pinky remained unafraid of the forest around her, she grew concerned that she hadn't caught up with her friends yet.
Girls!
Pinky shouted, earning her a growl from a bush. She walked a little faster, trying to pay it no mind.
Rainbow! Fluttershy? Hello?
None of her friends answered her call.
When she said right, did she mean go right? Or right, like left was right?
Pinky stopped in her tracks.
Uh-oh.
The smart part of her brain told her the best thing to do was turn around and hurry down the other path. Pinky was about to follow it when her left eye drooped, her hair sagged to the right, and her left elbow creaked. She faced forward again with a curious frown.
Someone's up ahead, and they're really sad.
Maybe it was her friends who had gone the wrong way. Pinky continued down the road, trusting her sixth sense.
Twilight? Are you there? It's Pinky!
Instead of Twilight, Pinky came out to a large clearing that rose into a hill. At the top was a very old steeple made from gray stone. The front window was broken, and some of the roofing on the spire had chipped away. Vines creeped up the walls and sneaked their way in where some of the bricks had fallen out. Pinky edged closer, passing through a broken gate. Her pinky sense told her to go inside. The rest of her told her to turn the other way.
No, it's my job to cheer someone up. And right now, someone in there needs me.
She straightened her back and marched up the hill. The chapel was dark and would have been quiet if not for Sunset's sobs and harsh whispers. She curled up on the pew at the front, near what had once been the altar. All of the holy artifacts had been removed long ago, stopping Sunset's chance of seeing if a cross could help her. Her body convulsed again, but she stayed firmly in place. No matter how thirsty she got, she refused to go out again. She would starve. End of story.
I need to feed. It's in my nature. No, it's not. I'm not drinking any more blood tonight.
The red haze blurred her vision, and Sunset bolted upright, hissing to herself.
You can't not drink. Your body craves it.
Sunset wrapped her arms around her stomach. She lowered her head and blinked some of the red away.
My body craves a lot of things. Doesn't mean it gets to have it.
She shuddered again, then snapped her head up.
You're still mad about Twilight? I don't get it. You want it. She wants it deep down. She would have loved it once you got into it. And her.
Sunset's hiss bounced off the walls.
What you did, what I almost did, is inexcusable. She's one of my best friends. And I...
Sunset cupped a hand over her mouth.
Sweet Celestia, I'm so sick right now.
A wicked grin formed behind her hand.
What happened to no inhibitions? No morals holding you back?
Sunset snapped her head to the left.
That was you talking.
She twisted to the right.
And you were enjoying it. The freedom. The power. Having Twilight at your fingertips. You wanted her. You still want her. Her blood. Her body, everything. You can have all of that. You just need to feed.
Sunset fought against the red haze, but it was a losing struggle. She needed blood. The dryness in her throat was aggravating beyond belief. She wanted to hunt. She wanted to sink her teeth into someone's flesh and suck their life force dry. She pounded a fist against the pew. No. She would not give in to temptation. She would not drink any more people, especially her friends. As long as she stayed in here for the night, everything would be fine. Footsteps approached from outside, making their way up the hill. Sunset snapped her red eyes open. She could smell blood. Sweet, delicious blood. Perhaps a little too sweet. But it would do for now.
No. Wait, that's Pinky.
The foyer door creaked open, making the whole building groan along with it. The footsteps approached the chapel door. Sunset looked for somewhere to hide, and out of desperation, dove under the pew. The door opened, creaking as much as the first. From her position, Sunset could see Pinky's blue boots.
Hello? Anyone home? Please, Pinky, leave. Leave before I lose control.
Pinky made her way down the aisle, shining her flashlight across the floor. She came to the front and stopped to examine the altar briefly.
Now, turn around and go, so I can catch you from behind. No, just go.
Unfortunately, Pinky dropped to her hands and knees and looked under the bench.
Sunset?
She shined her light on Sunset's face. With an irritated hiss, Sunset jumped out from under the pew and landed on an altar behind Pinky. The moon shone through the glass window, illuminating Sunset's figure and darkening her shadow. She bared her fangs and flexed her sharpened nails, only to be met with a garlic clove to the face.
Ugh, again with the freaking eye.
Sunset pressed her hand against it.
I swear, Pinky, if I go blind, you're gonna pay for it.
Pinky took a defensive stance, more garlic in her hand.
Sunset, is that you talking right now?
She asked slowly. Sunset looked down at her. Heart rate was elevated. Blood circulation was surprisingly good for her diet. O negative, one of Sunset's favorites. She shook her head and took a step back.
Pinky, you have to leave.
Pinky lowered her throwing arm.
But you need help.
The best way you can help me is not being near me right now, Sunset urged. She turned her back to Pinky. I already hurt Twilight tonight.
Yeah, the girls are trying to find her right now.
Pinky's upbeat voice softened.
Did you turn her into a vampire?
No. But I was going to.
Sunset's voice cracked.
Pinky, I almost...
She shook her tears away.
You have to go. Now.
What about you?
Sunset clenched her fists, digging her nails into her palm.
If you don't go, I'm going to drink your blood.
That wasn't just a scare tactic. Sunset's hunger was growing and her willpower was fading fast. Pinky leaned on her back foot, but didn't turn away.
I can't leave. I can't leave you here like this.
Pinky!
Sunset whirled around and snapped her fangs.
We both know what's going to happen. I don't want to bite you, but if you stay here, I will. I can't control myself.
You're doing it now.
The silence panned out between them. Sunset stared at Pinky through unfocused eyes. Pinky looked back at her, nervous but defiant. Sunset broke into a delirious smile.
You're so stupid.
She closed her eyes and collapsed to the floor.
Sunset!
Pinky raced over and knelt beside her.
Are you okay? Oh, that's a dumb question to ask. Of course you're not. Just rest here. Everything will be better in the morning.
Pinky flipped Sunset onto her back and tried to pick her up.
Let's get you somewhere comfy.
You're comfy enough.
Sunset mumbled.
What?
Sunset's eyes snapped open and she tackled Pinky to the floor, pinning her arms down and sitting on her stomach.
I can't believe you fell for the old fainting routine. Too easy.
Pinky struggled and kicked her legs in fruitless effort to get free.
Sunny, don't do this. We're friends.
Sunset rolled her eyes.
Why does everyone bring up friendship, thinking it'll stop me from biting them? I'm freaking starving. Seriously, I value our friendship, Pinky, but survival comes first. That, and honestly, I'm having too good of a time.
But...
She didn't get to finish. Sunset bore down on Pinky's neck, puncturing her skin to let the blood flow like milk. Sunset took one sip and stopped, her eyes shrinking into pinpricks. She reared up and jumped off Pinky, rubbing her tongue against her jacket.
Too sweet! Way too sweet!
It was worse than concentrated sugar. It had practically burned Sunset's throat on the way down.
Is candy really the only thing you eat?
Pinky rolled backwards and leapt to her feet.
No, just 90% of it.
She rubbed her bite mark.
Ow! Sunset, that hurt.
Well, now you know how my throat feels.
Sunset blew a raspberry to get the rest of the taste out of her mouth.
Okay, so no drinking your blood.
Woohoo!
I'm just going to turn you into a mindless servant instead.
Aww.
Sunset flew at Pinky, hands outstretched. Pinky ducked under her and spun around to give Sunset a shove before she got another grab in. Sunset moved with inhuman speed, however, and caught Pinky before she could get too far. With both her arms bound, Pinky responded by headbutting Sunset's face.
Ugh!
Sunset let go to grab her throbbing nose. Blood trickled onto her hand, and she looked at it with curious intent. She licked some of it, swishing in her mouth to get the full flavor.
I don't taste half bad, she decided.
Pinky, meanwhile, had made it to the side of the room and was running along the wall to get around to the door. Sunset flew over the rows of pews and landed in front of her. Pinky dove between the aisles as Sunset swung her hand. Under the pews, Pinky crawled forward, still trying to reach the door. Her position was exposed when Sunset lifted the bench and threw it across the room where it smashed into hundreds of pieces. Pinky sprung up and looked towards the splintered mess, then to Sunset, who was casually strolling toward her. Pinky pouted.
That's not fair.
Well, if you want, I could turn you into a vampire so you could do it too.
As tempting as that sounds...
Pinky ran for the door again. She blinked and skidded to a stop, finding Sunset in front of it. Sunset crossed her arms.
All you're doing, Pinky, is building up my appetite and delaying the inevitable.
She watched Pinky run toward the wreckage of pews inside. With one leap, she tackled Pinky from behind and pulled her to the floor, rolling over the splinters. Pinky landed on her back with Sunset pinning her shoulders. She jerked an arm up, and Sunset felt a sharp pain in her stomach. She rolled off Pinky and looked down, seeing a small splotch of red staining her blue blouse. In Pinky's hand was a jagged remnant of the pew. She pointed it at Sunset, hands trembling and eyes wet.
Don't make me have to do it, Sunny. I'll aim for your heart next time.
Sunset straightened up, wincing at the cut Pinky had made.
You'd kill me, Pinky.
Some say it might just paralyze you. I'm really, really hoping that's all it'll do. But I don't want to take that chance. So just give up, please.
Something stirred within Sunset's heart. Was it guilt? Sadness? Whatever it wasn't what she wanted right now. What she wanted was blood, and Pinky was going to help her get it, one way or another. Their eyes locked. It was going to drain Sunset of even more energy, but the payoff would be worth it. Her eyes burned a deeper shade of red, and after a second, Pinky's did as well. The makeshift steak dropped from her hand and her mouth hung open a little.
"Yes, master,"
she droned. Sunset slid over to Pinky and wrapped a hand around her waist.
"Master, I like that. Well, my servant, here's what I want you to do for me."
Twilight had cleaned her face up and done everything she could to look like she hadn't been crying while waiting for her friends to find her. Unfortunately, none of them had been fooled. They had given her hugs and asked her if she was okay. Rarity lent her a handkerchief. They all wanted to know what happened, and Twilight had obliged. Sunset had bit her. Twilight had fought back. Sunset fled. End of story. No matter how scared and angry Twilight felt, she couldn't bring herself to tell the others of what else almost happened. She couldn't condemn Sunset in the eyes of her friends like that. Applejack helped Twilight to her feet and allowed her to lean against her for support.
"We need to get you to the hospital. You're looking pretty pale."
Twilight shook her head.
"I didn't lose that much blood. I just need to eat and lay down for the night."
"You sure, Sugar Cube?"
Yeah.
Twilight felt the puncture marks in her neck. What was she going to tell the doctors anyway? She had been attacked by her vampire friend? The rest of the school would believe it, but she wasn't sure if professionals in the medical field were ready to buy into magic. Her friends gave her a dubious look, to which she flashed what she hoped was a convincing smile. She didn't want any more attention or questions. She just wanted a snack and a bed. Rainbow held her hands up.
"If that's what you want, fine."
She turned around.
"Where the heck is Pinky? I told her to go left. She can't have fallen that far behind."
Rarity let out an exhausted sigh.
"Let's hope she'll find her way back to the car. I'm tired of all this running around." "But..."
Twilight's voice was barely louder than a whisper.
"What about Sunset?"
"You said she looked like she was snapping out of it when she ran off," Applejack said. "Let's just hope that lasts until morning."
Fluttershy spoke up.
"But what if she's still in the forest? She'll be terrified when she wakes up."
Rainbow started back towards the main road.
"Sunset's a tough girl with freaky vampire powers, among other things. I think she can handle herself for one day. Let's go home, get some rest, and try again tomorrow when it's light out. We'll find her, and lock her in the apple cellar until the princess writes back."
To Twilight's fuzzy brain, that sounded like as good a plan as any. Sunset could take care of herself. Twilight bit her lip. She hoped Sunset could take care of herself when the sun came up. They found the dirt road and began their walk back to Fluttershy's van. They hadn't gotten far before Rainbow's cell phone went off. She pulled it from her pocket and rolled her eyes, switching it to speaker.
"Pinky, where are you?"
"Ash, I'm old met. She's..."
Rainbow grunted in annoyance.
"Well, I guess reception sucks this deep in."
She held her phone higher.
"Pinky, we can barely hear you."
"I'm at Steeple Inn and Sunset. Come."
Applejack shrugged.
"I heard something about a steeple in Sunset."
"Pinky must have found her,"
Rarity said. Rainbow stood on her tippy toes, holding the phone higher.
"Pinky, where's the steeple?"
"Right at the turn."
"Got it. Hold on."
Rainbow groaned, putting her phone away.
"I just want this night to be over."
Applejack took the lead, still helping Twilight keep steady. Come on, Dash. Sunset needs our help. At least we know where we're going this time. By the time they reached the fork in the road, Twilight was sure she could walk on her own, if at a slow speed. Her head was no longer as foggy, but her body was still tired. She likened the feeling to when she had come down from her magical rampage. Her body had felt sluggish and tight. Twilight and Sunset sat on a bench in the park, popsicles in their hands. Twilight watched some of hers melt.
I still feel weird. Like this body isn't my own. Like that thing was my true form.
She looked at Sunset.
Is that weird?
Sunset slurped her popsicle and shook her head. No, I know what you're talking about. I grew up with magic in my body, so having it forcefully expelled at the fall formal when I just got it back again? Sunset looked longingly at the blue ice pop. I felt weak, powerless, slow. Everything about this body felt wrong.
You said it would go away.
It... Sunset bit into her popsicle and chewed slowly, cringing at the cold texture. I think it will for you. I was born in a world of magic. Coming here, I've always felt like something was missing. She smiled at Twilight. But you're human. The magic you felt was exhilarating, but it wasn't part of you. You'll remember what it's like to be yourself soon. Twilight looked at her hand, flexing her fingers. It felt right again. It felt like her. Sunset and her fangs wandered through Twilight's mind again, and empathy struck her.
Is that why you're indulging in this, Sunset? Does it make you feel whole?
The girls came into the clearing, spotting the dilapidated steeple on top of the hill. They clambered up to the door, and Applejack and Rainbow gave it a hard shove, forcing it open. The foyer was only lit by a light spilling from outside. There were smaller doors leading off to the left and the right, with the door to the chapel across from them open a crack.
Pinky! Sunset!
Rainbow called. Something scurried in the rafters above them, but there was no response. Rainbow motioned with her arm for the group to follow her into the chapel. Twilight brought up the rear, casting one more glance into the shadows that surrounded them, a sense of foreboding building in her gut. The chapel was almost as dark as the foyer. It had a few thick candles lit near the altar, but nothing else. Twilight spotted the pile of broken pews and stopped halfway through the door.
Girls, I think this might be a...
She was shoved into the room and landed face first on the floor. Whipping around, Twilight saw Pinky dragging the door shut.
Bye-bye,
she said cheerfully, a red glint in her eyes. The door slammed, shut, and locked. Rainbow stared, dumbfounded at the door.
What?
The rafters creaked and everyone looked up to see Sunset crouched on a wooden beam. She put on a sinister smile.
Oh, good. Dinner's here.
Rarity took a step back, though she had nowhere to go with the door locked.
Sunset, think about this very carefully. Do you really want to bite us? Your best friend?
Yes. Rarity slumped her shoulders.
Not the answer I hoped for. You already bit Twilight,
Rainbow yelled.
Isn't that enough for you?
Sunset twisted a lock of her hair.
Twilight and I didn't exactly get to finish, did we, Twi?
Twilight got up and backed away, hiding behind Rainbow and Rarity.
Sunset, please stop.
Sunset, Applejack said, taking a step closer. We're your friends. And, Sunset groaned, clapping her hands over her ears.
Enough already. I am so sick of all of you playing the friend card. Maybe it's just because I'm starving, but it's more annoying than usual.
She stood up and glared down at them.
Now, here's how this is going to work. You're all going to line up in a nice, orderly fashion, and I'm going to drink all of you one by one. If you behave yourselves, I might even make you vampires too, so you can join me in my fun.
Rainbow clenched her fists.
Not going to happen.
Funny, I don't remember asking for opinions.
Sunset clapped her hands.
Come now, line up like good little blood bags. I don't care which order you get in, as long as Twilight is last.
Sunset looked directly at her through half-lidded eyes. I'm saving her for dessert.
Twilight's body locked up as the implications sank in. She watched Sunset jump from the rafters and landed gracefully on the carpet. There was no escape this time. Twilight's flight-or-fight response still told her to act. She bolted for the altar, aiming for one of the lit candles. Sunset jumped overhead and blocked the path. She hissed,
"You're being a naughty girl, Twilight, ignoring my orders like that. I might change my mind about being gentle with you."
"She's not herself! She's not herself!"
Twilight chanted. She broke into a run again, hoping to barrel her way past Sunset. Instead, Sunset merely embraced her in a full-body hug. Sunset inhaled deeply.
"You smell like lavender. You're making it really hard to save you for last."
Twilight threw her head back and rammed it forward, bashing Sunset's nose. Sunset covered her nose with both hands.
"I can't believe you.
Her eyes went unfocused, and Twilight swore they were teal again for a moment.
"Sunset?"
Twilight asked tentatively.
"Too hungry."
Sunset shook her head.
"I'm too hungry for this."
She made to tackle Twilight, but Applejack intervened and tackled Sunset first.
"That's enough, Sunset. We're trying to stop you from making a mistake."
Applejack grunted as she scuffled with Sunset across the altar. Sunset managed to pin Applejack to the floor. She opened her mouth to bite, but Rainbow jumped on her back and wrapped her arms around Sunset's neck. Sunset straightened up and bucked Rainbow off, throwing her across the room. Fortunately, it had given Applejack time to slip away. Sunset stood to give chase, but Twilight bared her path, wielding a brightly burning candle.
"Stay back, Sunset. I'm warning you."
Sunset smirked.
"That's cute. You think one candle is going to..."
Twilight drove it forward, pressing the stick into Sunset's middle. She let out a blood-curdling scream as smoke rose from the mark Twilight had burned into her skin. Sunset wrapped her arms around her waist and dropped to her knees. The silence that fell as Sunset's screams faded away was deafening. Twilight stared at her trembling hands, still processing what she had just done. She stepped back, watching the candle fall to the floor, before resting her eyes on Sunset's motionless form. Unable to keep her eyes away from the ugly, black, singed flesh exposed through the hole in her shirt.
"I deserved that."
Sunset managed to get out before she fainted, her eyes turning to blue just before they closed.